welcome back to the Tea and a Buddy podcast. I'm Dominic.
I'm Erica.
And today we're doing part three of our great Scottish journey.
Yes, we're still traveling through Scotland.
The final part. It's Edinburgh.
Yeah. I hope we can fit Edinburgh into one part.
Yeah, it was just a quick fly-by-night trip.
How long were we there, actually?
A night.
No. Two nights, at least. Yeah.
Quite a lot into 2 nights. I can't remember. Yeah, because I was, like, trying to look at it, and I was just like, oh, what did we do? And, yeah. Trying to think about stuff that we'd done, and we packed quite a lot into the first day, as I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got in there. First of all, we left Ullapool. Where we left you in part two was in Ullapool.
Yeah.
And we left Ullapool by bus. We went back to Inverness for like...
Enjoyed the scenes again. It did start to rain, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is an island. And it's crazy rain.
Yeah.
So we stopped at Inverness for like... To wait for our bus to...
A few hours. Yeah.
We went to eat at this mall.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a... I don't know. What did you get? I can't remember now.
I
think I got like curry and chips or something. I did.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
Did you get fish and chips?
You got fish and chips. Okay. I got curry, I think.
Something, yeah.
It was some kind of curry.
And chips.
Curry and chips. You got to get chips with everything.
Oh, you got some sort of wrap.
It was a wrap.
Yeah.
It was maybe a chicken tikka wrap.
Yeah, they had like a fancy little food court in this tiniest little mall. The cutest little mall you've ever seen.
A range of restaurants, and you ordered from the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you could order from the table on an app. You just scan the app and then it gave you the menu.
Yeah.
And you paid, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got this chicken tikka wrap, I think it was, and
chips.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. I liked it, yeah.
Yeah.
And you had fish and chips.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
It was good for mall food.
We ate it, we just kind of like...
We chilled out for a bit. Yeah, it was good to chill out for a bit because...
Did a bit of work, I think. And then just caught the bus
on. Bit of admin.
To Edinburgh, yeah. It was raining. It was... Ugh.
The bus we got to Edinburgh was an older double-decker bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, with an older, grumpier driver, I remember.
Oh. We got the top seat again in the front row.
Yeah, and so... You know, it was this old... It was definitely an older model.
Yeah, it wasn't as luxurious as the previous buses.
No, I mean, that's the thing. So it was a little bit rickety. As we went.
It wasn't bad, though.
It wasn't bad. We got to go down the other side of Scotland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Down to Edinburgh.
Oh, my God. Like, pulling into Edinburgh, though.
Yes, I got that on here. You were squeezing my knees.
And it's... No, it pisses me off to remember it, because we didn't ever get back to that point. We didn't... As we were pulling in. Yeah, he took us, like, this roundabout way. I don't even know. It was a bit... I think we both got a little bit confused because he sort of made a circle into the bus.
I think he went to Perth. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In Edinburgh.
The way he pulled into Edinburgh, it's like we kind of went through and then back.
We went across the bridge, and we saw the fourth bridge, which is like the famous railway bridge across the Firth of Forth.
Say that 10 times.
Firth of Forth. Like inlet to like Edinburgh from like the North Sea, you know.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say the Iron Islands.
The Iron Islands. I was gonna say the Irish Sea, but I was like, no, Ireland isn't on the east coast of Scotland. And so you see most of the cruise ships like harboured out there, you know.
Mm.
They've just come into the Firth of Forth and just
kind of
Firth of Forth. And, you know, the fourth bridge is like this, like, rusty, kind of, like, rust iron. It's very Scottish. To me, every time I saw the fourth bridge, I was like, yeah, it's Scotland.
Yeah, I think I was getting sleepy at that point or something. And Scotland. You were like, we've backed up a little bit. He wanted to talk about the bridges before we actually got into Edinburgh.
Yeah.
See, I had forgotten about the bridges.
Well, it was just the one bridge, yeah.
But... I think I was starting to get sleepy. You were like, oh no, you have to see the bridges. Oh, this
yeah,
is the bridge.
Yeah, you were kind of starting to get sleepy because...
This is the bridge. Yeah, because I was trying to stay awake the rest of the time because the scenery was just so
epic. I woke
epic.
You up to show you the unicorns, though, didn't I?
What?
Oh, you didn't see the unicorns? You were asleep?
I do not I said, know what you...
Yeah, we saw unicorns. It's the national animal of Scotland.
Oh yeah, we just saw them running through the... Running through the Forbidden Forest there.
And then we saw you definitely saw the rainbow. Because it was like raining on and off, and then the sun was shining, and then it was raining again. And we saw this massive, really bright coloured rainbow. Yeah. And we
just
went
ending
right
it. Just ending right in the road in front of us. I was like, we're going to go right through it.
Did you see the rainbow? You were like, we're going to go right through it. Like that's the classic bit of the line. I wish I'd got that on camera.
It just looked so good. It looked so magical.
Gonna go right through it. And then we went right through it, and what happened?
Well, we kept missing it, didn't we? We would keep turning, or it would disappear, and then it would reappear a bit further down again. So.
Yeah, it was that rainbow. I'll tell you that now. It's trying to get me. Always got me.
But yeah. So we left the scenes.
We left the scenes. The
and there was
absolute
the first
scenes
of fourth,
the Highlands.
The fourth of yeah, fourth. Fourth of fourth?
Fourth of fourth.
Jesus. But there's also like three other bridges, aren't there?
There's
right
a few
there.
Other bridges. Yeah, there's a road bridge.
Because you're like, look. And
the
I'm like, there's 12 bridges here. I don't know which one you're wanting me to look at.
Well, the one that looks like a rusty, kind of like, you know, looks like a cool bridge, you know, it's like a suspension bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, every time I saw that bridge, and we went across it on, you know, going up to the Highlands on, you know,
that's how
train.
You knew you were in Scotland, is it?
That to me, like, every
but
time I see that image.
But you're already in Scotland before you get to that bridge.
Yeah, you are, but
it's not
like
you're not, like, crossing that
no,
bridge
no, no.
from England and
but
suddenly you're in
that,
Scotland.
But to me, that's very Scottish, that bridge. It's an icon. Iconic landmark.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was showed you that, and then we went through, like, winding. I said, oh, we're just going to come into Edinburgh via the back way or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But then you just woke up, and you were like, oh, squeezing my knee and looking, and...
Jeez.
Because there was more scenes.
I don't know what that area is. It's like the old town, is it?
It's like part of the old town, yeah.
But just the way we came in there, it was just the most beautiful. And I don't think I got a picture of it.
Well, I know you were too busy looking at it, that's why.
I don't know why, and I was like, we have to come back here so I can get a picture.
Well, it was kind of on the motorway.
I don't know, yeah.
It was kind of like the entrance to the city.
As I said, the bus driver, the way he, like, pulled into the city was so, like, I don't know.
Well, we're coming in it from the north part. Yeah, you know.
We just got turned around. We got turned around. So once we came out of the bus station, we were just like, okay, how do we get back to that area? Not sure.
I was kind of like, oh no, that's nothing. Edinburgh, you got
to
come and
you were
see
like,
this.
Oh, we can come back to it. But we didn't
well,
we
go didn't
back
go
to
back.
It.
We can come back to it. But it's like, to me, it was nothing compared to what Edinburgh has on offer.
No, it
yeah.
was. It was something, though. It was something.
Maybe it was where the rainbow ended.
But also it was the time of day that we were getting there too. It was kind of like we were getting there in the very late afternoon.
Very late afternoon. We thought, oh, we'll just walk from the bus station now. You didn't want to take the tram for the...
Did
for
we go check in first, or did we just... Did we go to the hotel
I
and
wanted,
check in?
I wanted to, but you kept wanting to stop and... Because I was like, we have all our stuff with us. You know, we didn't have suitcases, but I was carrying a big duffel
bag.
Bulky bag that annoyed me. I don't like carrying things. I mean, I don't mind them when it's like, oh yeah, we're going
easily frustrated.
Oh, it was just like, oh, I want to be free. I want to be untethered and unbothered by stuff. You know, it's like my uncle says, like, yeah, I'd love to travel. Just the clothes I'm in. Passport in my pocket.
No, I can never do that.
Phone with all the cash or whatever.
I'm not
on the other.
super high maintenance, but no, traveling in just the clothes I have on, I think not.
And a toothbrush. And it's just like, I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, it was rainy-ish, but
we should have employed golden a guy hour. Called That's... Simpkins, and he can carry our bags for us.
It was golden hour anyway, so everything was, I mean, you couldn't find somewhere to look that wasn't just absolutely breathtaking. It was the most absurd thing.
Looking up, and I was like, I just wanted to kind of like put this back. Get this bag in the hotel, checked in.
Yeah, but it was
why is that there?
But it was like, you know, it's getting dark and it's rainy. It's like, I kind of want to see a bit on the way there, you know. It was, it was annoying carrying our bags, but it was just so, and then you remember, like, the sun kind of went down, but it was so cloudy. The city was just in silhouette.
Yeah.
And the sky was like a violet.
It
was And
no,
it was just
some
like,
of the
and,
best.
And I, all the buildings were just black. It looked like a freaking, I don't know, one of those like paintings or drawings where everything's just black, but then you see
like a background. It's like a colorful kind of like layered background.
Yeah, it
no,
just looked
I,
fake.
No, I maintain, right, some of the best sunsets in the world, right, and you know, are in Scotland. And my grandmother said it too. It's like, oh, up in Ullapool, best sunset in the world.
Yeah.
Some of the sunsets up there. And I mean, you know, in summertime, they must look fantastic, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The sun never sets in the summertime, does it?
Well, that's true, yeah. But she always did. And I've seen them when I was a kid, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, it's pretty
never
breathtaking.
Never comes up in the winter and never sets in the summer.
Pretty breathtaking coming down over the mountains or the hills and stuff, you know, over the water and stuff, you know, But, yeah, we got into Edinburgh and we were walking down. It was raining and I wanted to take the tram and you were like, oh, the tram, oh, gotta get on the tram. I was like, it'll get us to a station. It wasn't going to get us to the hotel.
I just felt like there was no point because it wasn't going to get us very close to the hotel. We were still going to have to walk.
We were staying in the West End at this hotel called the Britannia Hotel.
Yeah, the location was not super ideal.
Yeah.
But for the price, it was fine.
And we went over like the bridge and stuff. There was like a bridge over this little river. That's where the hotel was. You know, we had to go up, kind of walk up this like incline,
yeah,
and then come down this steep one,
really steep
after the bridge,
And then,
I mean, Scotland is just hills.
You kind of went down this one big hill, and then you turned and had to go down again, down into the like the parking lot to get.
That
to
was
the
a
hotel.
Very steep hill,
yeah.
And I was like, when we got there, we were like, oh, there's a busload of. This is like it was, you know, the vibe was this is a hotel for like the older people on tour.
Like
retiree type people, you know, like they're in their 70s, you know, they're, and I was like, this is quite a way for them to walk out with again. And then I realized, oh, the second or third level of the hotel is like here.
Yeah.
The main entrance was
down
this hill.
No, we did not realize that soon enough.
We didn't realize it soon enough because we couldn't open the door wasn't open.
This hotel, you guys, used to be a travel lodge.
It used to be like a travel lodge, yeah.
It was huge. It was absolutely huge. It was maybe one of the biggest hotels I've ever been in. It was just went on and on and on. And I think that our room was like at the end of the universe. Wasn't that the hotel where we just kind of had to keep turning and keep turning and keep going?
Yeah, and it looked out on the front courtyard.
Yeah.
Because I remember looking down at the front courtyard on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was down at the very bottom of this very steep incline hill.
Mm.
And it was a twisty hill, too. I mean, if you look at it like on Google Maps, the Britannia Hotel, it's over by the Belford Bridge in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's in the West End area. Mm. You might be able to see if you do like Google Maps. And
the area was fine.
The area
was nothing wrong.
Gorgeous.
With,
yeah. I mean, it was Edinburgh. West End is great.
The hotel itself was a little bit just like older, like kind of just run down.
It was dated. It was dated and it was in
it
need
was clean,
of a bit
though.
Of,
it was fine.
It need a bit of TLC, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say it was a no-frills hotel, except for the fact that it did have a full buffet every
breakfast,
morning that was included.
I don't know, actually.
I don't think, maybe it wasn't included. Maybe we just got it. Maybe it was a little bit extra, or was that a different place?
That was a different place.
Okay, so this one was this one was included.
It was included because I remember looking at you going, "Is it?" Because she said to me, "Breakfast included," and I was like, "Ah, yes."
Yeah.
And I looked at you because I think you'd booked it.
Yeah, but so she asked us breakfast included. Yeah. Yeah. So there were some rooms where you didn't have to get the breakfast, but it was not. It was like literally a couple pounds more. I don't know why you would not get it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I remember you saying, "Oh, yeah, it was a couple of pounds more." I was like, "Okay, then." Yeah, it looks quite a nice hotel because we're used to staying in certain stuff like hostels.
Yeah.
Places in London that are just converted townhouses.
Yeah, little tiny places. Tiny places,
little tiny rooms, and they're like, "Oh no, yeah, no, we don't use breakfast as nanos
like,
and stuff."
Like homes that were transformed.
Yeah,
into,
like townhouses and and converted into like a hotel because it went up. You know, they
yeah.
Got, like,
so this was like your regular standard kind of hotel, and yeah, there was like mostly older people there, so it was a little bit like, oh. I mean, that was great, though, because you don't really have to worry about, like, super noisy neighbors and stuff.
No, we didn't. No. Mm-mm. And we were at the ends of the
There was no kind of, like, oh, you have to be a certain age or older to stay here.
Like, there's, like, saga holidays, you know, that it's, like, for trips for the over 50s and retired people.
Yeah. It was just, like,
buses full
of them. I don't
know if saga holidays exists anymore, but yeah, it's buses full of them.
Apparently,
how are they getting down here then?
Apparently, they have.
They
a... Oh yeah,
yeah. But, yeah.
Apparently, they have a few locations around Scotland. Like
it's a chain.
I don't know
the
if
Britannia,
they're all called
yeah.
the Britannia, but they have like several different locations in some of the bigger cities around Scotland. So if you go to Scotland, it's a very good deal.
A very good deal.
It was full on English breakfast buffet and with like yogurt, fruit. Toast, all the different kinds of juice.
Yogurt, fruit, toast, all the kinds of juice and tea and coffee and stuff. But it also had, like, you know, eggs, bacon, sausage,
beans.
Tatty scones, beans, you know.
I think haggis.
Haggis.
Yeah, which I did not try
black
there.
Black pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had all that kind of stuff. And we and I thought, oh, God, load
mushrooms,
up on...
Mushrooms,
load up on this to go out today.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
You had the eggs and you said, oh, the eggs aren't good.
When we went and checked in, we just stayed, didn't we? Or did we go back into the city from there?
I don't
the
think
the night
we,
that we got there?
No,
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. We decided, oh, it's too, we'll just start out early tomorrow and do the business, you know?
Because it was so kind of, I'm making it sound like it was really far out. It was not that far out.
It was a little bit of a walk.
But it wasn't like boom right in town. Like we usually try to stay like if we can at all. Which is kind of why sometimes we end up staying in smaller, older, more like very basic kind of places because we try to stay like where the action is so that we can like limit having to use transportation, like just so we can just walk to as many places as we need to, just for convenience sake, you know.
Yeah.
So this was a little bit further out, like we could have got a taxi or whatever, you know. But we didn't. End
but
up
we didn't.
This,
we,
yeah, it was
and
fine.
You know, the, oh, we could have got a bus. I guess there is a bus that went there.
You didn't want to try to learn the bus.
I didn't want to try to learn the bus route. I wanted to go on the tram because that's a fairly new thing that they've redone in Edinburgh.
Yes, and we did.
We did
go on the tram.
Yes, I had to twist her arm because she was like, "Don't see the point in it. Oh, it's just going back and forth." And I was like, "Where's it coming from?
Well,
Where's it going to?"
It wasn't really like there weren't really stops like getting us to anywhere that we wanted to be really. So it was just a little bit like. There's no need for us to ride the tram. You know what I mean? Like
it was the trams are cute. Okay? I mean, they're not like old-fashioned trams or anything. They're very kind of modern, and you know they go through.
It was basically
the city.
Like an above-ground subway.
Above-ground subway, yeah. But it had a little ding, ding.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Like the old-fashioned bell of the tram. And every time I heard that, I was like, "Oh, that's cute. I like that." But I, because you know, I the last time I was in Edinburgh was when I was a kid.
Mm.
And they didn't have them back then,
yeah.
You know, and I don't remember them. So I was like, "Oh, did they always have these?"
No, I think we read.
Yeah,
somewhere
it was like
they...
it was 2008.
Yeah,
maybe
something like that.
It was something fairly recent.
Yeah,
Because they were like, oh, yeah, it's just, it's good way for, because it goes all the way out to the airport.
And oh, yeah.
And then up to Leith, which is on the coast, basically where the Britannia is. The Royal Yacht Britannia, that is, not the hotel.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about, which we went to go and see.
Another big mall that out there
was,
as well.
Yeah, that was something that was kind of an add-on. We were kind of thinking of, oh, it's raining, what do we want to go do now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, well, we could go out to see the Britannia.
Yeah. You know?
But we'll talk about that afterwards, you know.
Yeah, we're running so long. This may end up being two parts, you guys. I hope you don't mind.
It's part three. We'll do a part four, maybe. But the next morning, we had all the things at breakfast. You said the eggs weren't that great.
The eggs were not good.
Because I don't eat eggs, so she was like, oh.
The eggs were the only thing that I had that were not good. And I noticed a couple of other people left them on their plates as well. Yeah, like when they had finished
I thought you
eating.
Said you heard someone go, ooh.
No, I just saw them leave the eggs, so I don't know. I can't really pinpoint what was not good about them, but they were not good, so...
They were scrambled, weren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't real eggs they used. Maybe it was, like, powdered egg or something.
Something. I imagine so.
Yeah, they weren't good. I didn't eat them. The rest, everything else was fabulous. I did try the, what do you say, the tatty scone.
Yeah, potato scone.
It was all right. It was kind of flavorless.
Yeah, it has to be eaten with, like, something else.
Yeah. You know? I didn't try the hag. I was like, okay, in Scotland, I am going to find somewhere to try haggis.
Yeah.
And they did have haggis on the buffet there.
Haggis.
But I was a little bit iffy about trying it at, like, a hotel buffet.
Yeah.
I thought, maybe this won't be the best haggis I'll try, but I probably should have gone ahead and tried it. I did not.
Yeah, we ended up doing it. But we went out to...
We went
into town from there.
Yeah.
I think we walked most of the way. Yeah, I think we walked.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we definitely did. We hiked up that hill.
We hiked up the hill, around, and then down into town.
We had no choice. I mean, unless we got an Uber or something.
Thoroughfare and stuff. And the first place we ended up going to was St. Cuthbert's Kirkyard. Or churchyard.
Okay, refresh my memory what that was. You guys, we saw so many things.
We didn't
things.
Go in there. There was, it was just a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We took video and stuff. It's coming on the Edinburgh vlog. I'll have to do an outro for that.
And you'll see it on our TikTok eventually when we get back to putting TikToks out again.
Yes. But it was quite an interesting thing. I almost slipped because it was rainy. It was very rainy. So, and I had on these I'd worn these trainers out, you know, these sneakers out, and I just basically I had to like climb up this like hillock to get to these like catacomb kind of like.
There were a bunch of people gathered in one area in this, he says Kirkyard, it's a churchyard, for anybody who hadn't caught that.
Churchyard.
Like a graveyard around a very old church, sort of like in the middle-ish of town.
Yeah, it's right, you can see the castle from where it is, you know.
Sort of set down low, so if you've ever been to, like, Italy... Where the Roman ruins are the Roman ruins tend to be lower, obviously, in the ground than modern day streets and sidewalks and buildings and everything. This was the same. It was set down low. I don't know if it was always like that or if maybe everything in Edinburgh used to be down that level, you know, and it got built up over time or whatever, but so you had to go down a bunch of stairs to it. It was like a very densely packed with trees park-like churchyard. And there was a group of people off to the side, and they were all kind of gathered looking at these like something. And I think I was filming or I was something, and you were, and Dominic was like, oh, I'm gonna go over there and see what there is, you know, if we need to go see it or what it is.
And I walked up the hill.
Yeah.
And I think it was when I was coming back to you. I almost slipped and bit it, you know, because it was so like muddy and stuff.
It was muddy,
and
yeah.
I couldn't get a grip with my shoes.
But, I mean, anybody would have slipped in that mud, yeah.
I almost slipped and a couple of people did, I think, going down the hill. A couple of people did go, oh, you know, like I did, you know. Well, they were laughing.
It's all covered in leaves and just covered super in leaves muddy.
And super muddy and stuff. There wasn't too much.
I don't know what they. We still don't know what they were looking at. There was nothing.
It was
like,
just like a couple of tombs.
We googled like, oh, is there graves? You know, is there anybody famous buried in here? Like maybe they were looking at somebody famous's grave or
I think
whatever.
They thought it was.
No, you said they were taking pictures of their kid with the.
Yeah.
Because there were like two like sort of like open tomb. Areas and they had big skulls on the stage, skull and crossbones and stuff like that. And it was just very like
they might have been plague victims or something, you know.
Something, yeah.
But, yeah.
But yeah, so it was just a very cool little cemetery.
We decided that then that we weren't going to pay to enter the castle, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think we were just going to go up and see it from the outside and then...
Yeah. Well, the thing is all of these things take so much time to tour.
So long.
You know, so you end up getting to see more the fewer things you actually pay to go inside. I mean, obviously, like, if it means the world to you to see the inside of Edinburgh Castle, then do it, you know.
Yeah, if you want to see it,
But, like, we were on limited time. We just wanted to kind of walk and, like, see as many things as we possibly could. So, yeah, we were like, oh, well, you know, if we go inside the castle, we had already been inside Windsor this trip. So we were like, that was our castle
for
this trip.
That was our castle for this trip. But, yeah, we went up.
Well, no, we went into the little church there first.
Oh, vaguely,
And we were, like, looking around, and the guy wanted to know, you know, where we were from and stuff.
Oh, yes, yes,
and Dominic said, Austin, Texas, and the guy's, like, looking, like, okay, with that accent, you know? Yeah. So one of our followers on Instagram was like, oh, does Dominic get looks when he tells people he's from Texas? And I was like, yes. I kept trying to get him to say, oh, well, he's from Wales, but blah, blah. And Dominic's like, they don't need to know, like, my entire history.
No, I mean, you know, I just said, where are you from? We're from Austin, Texas, you know. That's where we live now.
Yeah. You know? It's like... but anyway, yes. We decided we were not going to go into the castle then, but we wanted to go see the castle.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we had to figure out how to get there.
Yeah, and I remember as we kind of like walked out of the churchyard and there was a woman there going, oh, you want to go to the castle? It's just up that street. And we were like, because there was a lot of people going, how do I get to the castle? Which way? And they were asking us as well. There was a couple of people going.
Several people asked us.
Which way? How do we get up there? And it's like, I need to get up there. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know.
Dominic was like, what is it about us that makes us look like we know how to get places?
And there was a person down by the churchyard who was directing people, if you want to get to the castle, go this way.
Yeah.
But we got to like the top of the like that hill and there was people going, is this the steps to the castle? You know, is this it? And I was like, I have no idea.
Literally everyone was asking us. I guess so. Yeah.
So just like, I'm just following everyone else really.
Yeah.
And you know, where the tour bus is led off. You can see streams of people getting there. And they were going up Johnston Terrace and then up these steps. And I was like, oh, well, that's obviously to the castle.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. We kind of had to go, like, around, didn't we? Because we were like, how do we... We walked over one side and it was like, oh, no, there's no way going to get up there.
There was people going down steps and they were like, is this the way? And I was like, no, up. You can't get to the castle going down.
Well, if you don't know anything about Edinburgh Castle is set on, like, a cliff, basically.
Yeah, it's on, like, a rock.
So it overlooks pretty much the entire city of Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess it... I know there was a lot of, like, things over the years that J.K. Rowling has debunked as... being inspirations for this or inspirations for that, but I'm pretty sure Edinburgh Castle was an inspiration for Hogwarts, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yes.
In that, oh, it's up.
Yes.
it's up like that. You
it's
know?
Up. It's on up a on it's a, on a on a hill.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Highlands. Though, yeah. Because I mean, Edinburgh isn't in the Highlands. So.
Yeah. But then there's like, then there's the castle on the edge, basically, of this cliff that overlooks the rest of the city, and then on the other side of the castle, that's not on the side facing the cliff, is more like Old Town. Is that what
it's
they call
the,
that?
There's the Old Town, and then there's the New Town.
But the strip that comes down extends from the castle.
The
what
royal,
is that
the
called?
The Royal Mile.
The Royal Mile.
Yeah,
there
the Royal
we go.
Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, that from the very, and it just goes down and down into the city centre towards the West End.
Yeah.
Yeah, we walked up those the steps from Johnston Terrace. They were just absolutely terrible. It really was.
I think we stopped. We were like a couple of, I don't know.
No, that we were walking with people and people were like, I'm going to have a heart attack.
They were
mate.
So steep. Yeah.
They were so steep. And, you know, you get steep, all this, you know, and then you get to like a little flat part and then, you know, before a second set of steps to go up.
Yeah.
And people were just like, oh, and there was nothing, there was nowhere to sit. They haven't put like benches or anything. So you had to kind of lean against the wall.
And there's
to, like,
so many people.
Yes. And there was toilets there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said, oh, I've got to use the bathroom.
Yeah. So I was like, well, there's a bathroom here. I want to use the bathroom, like,
yeah,
in case we don't see another one for a while or whatever.
Yeah. So you went into the bathroom. I was just waiting there. And then all of a sudden, this busload of, like, tourists get off. All these women. And they just get straight in line for the, you know, like, ooh, ooh. And they were like, oh, it's cold. It's freezing. And
it
wasn't freezing. They were just thin. And they just got... They're just like, oh.
It was windy.
And everybody, because I remember freaking, some woman was like messing next to me. She was like waiting for her husband or whatever. Messing next to me. And she looked up and she saw the big line. And we're like, she goes, oh my God. Where did they come from?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. They were all in the bathroom too. Yeah. When I came out, I was like, oh, excuse me. Can I get out of here, please?
Yeah. I mean, they literally took over and there was a tiny bathroom.
Yeah. But yes, literally... People were like,
oh, they got to the top and they were like, oh God.
Like literally gasping and
gasping
like
for breath,
chest heaving and everything. It was just like, oh my
Absolutely
God.
Absolutely like, oh God. I was like, yeah. And you were like, oh, are you all right? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like,
But there were a couple of, we made it all the way to the top of the steps and then you're like, oh, this is a really pretty picture from right here. And then you're like, wait a minute, I think it would have been even better from the first platform down there. So I went back down there to get the picture and then I had to come back. Like,
yes.
I wish I would have taken it while it was still there. But anyway,
you didn't
look
around.
Exercise.
It was exercise. Yeah, but we just got in, I think it was a big long line for to get into the castle.
Yeah.
And there was people who were like, oh, I've got on the app and I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to go. And and there was a woman going, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to go, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. He was like, I've got on the app. I'll go on the app now. He was like begging her. But yes, I mean, we just looked around the castle. They were setting up for some event.
Uh-huh.
So they had like
either setting
bleachers.
Up or taken down. There was crap everywhere. you couldn't really see very well.
They were
well.
Like, oh, Eric is here. Get this crap out of
and
the way.
And there were people everywhere. And every, like, just,
people
I,
were just confused.
Just a lot of confused people. Yeah.
Very confused. Where am I now?
Everybody was just kind of looking around like, what is going on? Because, yeah, they had a lot of scaffolding up and things blocked off. And just a lot of, like, construction-y kind of... situations going on. I don't know.
Yes, I mean, so we just decided.
So we're like, let's snap a couple of pictures and get out of this area. Because
we'll just walk down the Royal Mile.
Yeah.
And there was a bagpiper playing and we got footage of him.
I think we stopped in a shop right there to get a postcard for one of our patrons.
Yes. Yeah. We did. Did it get to
that? That was a really huge, oh, I don't know. So many of our, we got postcards on this trip that we sent to our patrons. We collected them very carefully from different places that we went along the way. And then once we had enough for each of our patrons, we took them to the post office and sent them out. And I think, like, just the other day or, like, a couple weeks ago or something, someone was like,
oh, thanks for the
postcard. I got the postcard. Yeah. Oh, I got your postcard. It's like, oh, my God.
Finally.
I think one of them didn't get it.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
We're like, did you get it? We didn't want to kind of ask them, did you get it? Because we didn't tell them we were going to send them anyway. It was, like, going to be, like, you know. Like,
oh, yeah, it didn't. I didn't get it. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But yes.
Kind of so annoying. But that was a really big store right there that we went and got that postcard in, like, with all the wool, all the different tartans.
It was classic. The tourists were, you know, just built for the tourists. You know, like, all everything Edinburgh, Highland cows, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The castle, you know.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah, we just carried on walking down and we were getting a bit hungry by that time.
We heard bagpipes again.
Bagpipes again, yes.
I think we might have filmed that guy, actually.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I got footage of it.
There were a couple of women with owls on their arms.
Oh,
like,
yes.
With the Edinburgh Falconry or something like that. And you could
pet them for like £5.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, if you're filming us...
If you're filming us, give us money.
Give us money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we stopped filming.
Yeah, but oh my God, they were very much like cashing in on the Harry Potter Association.
Like, oh, get your owls here.
Yes, yeah.
Hedwig.
But it was cool, I will say, as a big Potterhead.
You're a big Potterhead. Anyway.
As a Potterhead, it was definitely cool to see that, you know, and with the setting and everything. It was very like, So we're just walking down the Royal Mile and... I mean, literally stopping and taking pictures, like, every 5 seconds. Because everything is just so picturesque.
It's just so picturesque.
And I know eventually I'm going to look back at the pictures and go, what was this? What am I taking a picture of here? I don't know what that building is. And I'm going to delete
it. I don't know what that is.
And I'm going to delete it. But in the moment, I'm like, yes, I realize I've taken 5,000 pictures, but I don't care. We came to regret it after. eventually, but
that wasn't that day. I think that was the next day, though.
But I think we'd already probably done like, I don't know, our 10,000 steps. I think we've mentioned before we kept checking our steps on our.
Oh, she loved this step thing.
On our health app, we were like just to see how many we were doing because we knew, you know, we were doubling our daily. Goal pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And so we were like, let's sit down and just sort of like take in the sights and sounds. Yeah. Because there were so many people like playing music and just different things going on everywhere. And I think we sat down in front of like the French embassy or some sort of embassy.
Oh, yes.
You remember? Yeah, there was like a bench there and we just sat down across from some like old church where people were
St. Giles
paying
Cathedral,
to go in and... And it's just like, I don't know, I just love that kind of thing. And if I had all the time in the world, I would definitely go to all these different cities and...
Sit on the bench.
Just sit,
And sit on the bench like, and just be all like...
Soak up the sights and sounds.
Soaking up the sights.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we went into that, I think it was St. Giles Cathedral.
Yeah, I think we did go in it, actually.
I think we managed to go in and...
A lot of these cathedrals...
You were like, oh, it was really pretty. She loves a good church.
they charge, but it's basically just like a donation. Just like whatever you can afford, because you know they've got to upkeep these old buildings. But I do love an old church, so
yes.
an old kirk. And that one was just like, I don't know, they're all just so beautiful, you know. You think of these like the main cathedrals, you know, Westminster Abbey, or you know, just some of these like very popular cathedrals that you've heard your whole life, and they are fabulous, you know, as you expect.
Yeah.
But then there's just churches like this that you haven't heard of, and they're just as freaking cool, just as they're also from the Middle Ages or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they just have so much history, like with the, you know, Scottish rebellions or like the...
Jacobite rebellion.
Jacobite, you know. Just so much history. I don't know. Just fabulous.
I mean, yes. Very fabulous. I think we can leave it there for part four.
Yeah.
Because I think we've talked your head off right now.
We're running out of time.
We've gone over time, but yeah.
So there will be a part four.
There will be a part four, apparently.
Sorry about that.
We'll talk about
We definitely will wrap stuff. It up.
Yeah, we'll talk about the rest of our trip in part four, what we ate and everything else. We rounded it off before we went back to...
A potential debacle that happened toward the end of... toward the end of the next day.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me about that next time.
Or whether it was that same day, I don't know. But yes, yeah. I'll have to tell you about it.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You definitely will remember.
I'll remember it.
I'll remind you then.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for that.
Thank you, guys.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you, guys, as always, for tuning in. We really appreciate your support. Be sure to give us a follow on social media if you don't already. We are at TeaBuddy, TeaBuddy on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of the places. And we'll talk to you all next time.
Talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.